Destroy! 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 Company! Destroy! 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 Company! Prosperity! Destroy! Company! Prosperity! Destroy! Company! Destroy! Destroy! Destroy Company! Prosperity! Destroy Company!
Welcome, listeners! It's another week of Russ Purdy Destroys Comedy. And boy, am I freaking sweating up a storm over here.
You're flustered.
I am freaking just a puddle of sweat right now.
Couldn't tell.
I ran for... Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
I mean, I bet you could, but
I could tell, like, I definitely... You don't seem to be moist. You don't appear moist.
I'm not a moist boy.
No?
I'm more of a dry, you know, dry ice?
Dry eyes?
Yeah, dry eyes. I have really dry eyes. It's very hard for me to cry. As a man, I find it hard to express my emotions and cultural zeitgeist, hit points.
Yeah.
There we go.
Tick, boom.
Yep. Shake the room. Freaking sweating up a storm now. Oh, 4 hours late.
I know, right? I almost went home and then I just kept, you know, my fear and anxiety and the passion for the game kept me here.
The passion for podcasts.
The passion for podcasts. I've only been on like one before, so I needed to, you know, I felt like this was something important. I saw this as significant. And so something kept me here. I don't know what it was. Yeah, I don't know. I think it was probably like the substantial comedians that kept exiting the building. And I'm like, if I just stay here, maybe I'll be able to catch some of that wind, you know, some of that.
That's what I hope for personally. That's what I hope for personally. So I ran straight here. Ran for how many hours is it?
For 6 hours.
Six.
6 hours.
6 hours because we're 4 hours late. Yeah. I mean, we're exaggerating for comedic effect, but that's pretty much.
I mean, it feels like that, doesn't it? Especially if you don't run regularly.
Mm-hmm.
I assume you do, though.
Oh, are you kidding me? Look at me. Freaking Arnold Schwarzenegger, was it Mr. Universe, whatever he was.
Mm.
Today's guest is Tara Dowler, everyone.
Hey. Hello, Ross.
Not just the mysterious voice that I'm communicating with.
Yeah, it's been a few minutes. Keep up that kind of tension. What do you call it? The suspense. Suspension.
Is it?
Probably not. I don't know.
But is it?
What, which bit?
I'm keeping the suspense about suspense.
Is
the suspense actually suspense?
It's meta suspense.
Okay, well, let's not go up our own asses here. Thanks a lot, Dan Harmon. He's over here.
He's surprisingly quiet. Hey, what are our restrictions? Are there any no-nos?
Okay, here we go.
Are there things I can't say?
Okay, that's good. That's good. Because I tried implementing this. It didn't work. I wanted to have a section of the show where you just say all the things you can't say, beginning at the top of the show, so I can edit it out later.
Oh, okay.
You know, so it saves me having to go, okay, what time was that when they said this?
Yeah. So get it all out.
Yeah, get it all out. I prefer if you didn't say anything about the Chinese government, because I hope to sell this podcast to them someday.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the appeal?
Freaking Chinese government money, baby. They love freaking Australian podcasts. They're all about it.
I'll be honest. I'm not really around the kind of political, national situation so much. I probably should be, but I don't know. There just seems to be a lot going on around here at the moment.
The clouds are on fire.
Yeah.
Birds are spontaneously combusting.
I've seen them. I've seen it happen. Yeah.
A puddle of sweat. which I blame mostly on the climate change.
Yeah. Blame it on the climate change. Do a little dance. No, that's a different song. Hold on.
No, that's it.
Blame it on ScoMo. Blame it on the FOMO. Don't blame it on the no-show. Blame it on climate change.
Okay, don't do a parody of a song from someone we've decided to is no good.
Oh, they cancelled.
Yeah.
Sorry, they cancelled, right. Yeah, sure. But their work lives on. What about Death of the Author, Ross?
I don't believe in the death of the author unless the author is dead. But even then, I'm like, well, consider that song. It's like four other authors of that.
It clings. The author clings to the song.
Mm.
I say author as if... Author has more of a regal kind of important tone, as like a kind of, connotation than songwriter. I feel songwriter. I'm a songwriter. And I feel like that has less of a standing in the art, in the artistic world than author. Do you know what I mean? It carries more of a weight. Yeah.
Mm.
What do you consider yourself? Are you a writer?
I am a poet.
A poet. You're not a writer. You're a poet.
I'm a poet. I do Spalding Gray type monologues.
I don't know who that is.
Well, it's a person who's famous for doing monologues.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah, wicked. Like, tragic, comedic.
I guess comic, tragicomic.
Tragicomic.
Tragicomic. It's interesting that his name was Spalding Gray because he's
looking. I've just seen basketballs. I'm just seeing.
Well, he was actually balding, and the hair he did have was gray. Was gray.
Okay. EY. AY? Shit, nah, I can't even remember anymore.
AY, baby.
AY.
All right.
Cool.
We're here. Everyone has stopped listening.
No.
They're like, how am I listening to a puddle of sweat right now? I want to listen to a human.
Okay. Well, I think that counts for one of us. I think it's fair to say there's at least one humanoid.
There's one human and one just puddle of sweat.
Puddle of sweat. Is that a band? I remember. I feel like that's a band from the noughties.
Puddle of mud, maybe? Mud
puddle. Oh, I see, right. Yeah. Cool, okay. Sounds I thought right. They diversified.
Maybe, no. But you know, you can't be mud forever. You got to grow up. You got to become sweat.
Son, I know that now you're looking out into the world and you're thinking, I want to be mud one day. I want to be more than mud. I want to be less gelatinous, less viscous. I want to see clearly. Oh wow, that's
your child is your child has responded to you with a burp. How are you going to respond?
Put a hairdryer to him.
Wow, so violent.
I meant the good end, like the business end.
Oh, if wow, he's mud. The business end.
Yeah, what happens when you put end it back in
of an hairdryer to the business end, right? Jeez, Tara.
Have you ever used a hairdryer, by the way?
Look at me, of course not.
There was always this fear. There's like old versions of hairdryers where the back of it is just like you can see the fan spinning, and it makes me think of like the, like the burpee bubbles from Willy Wonka. You know how they're going up to the ceiling and like there's this big fan and they're going to get caught in the fan. I always just see like the end of my life in the back of a hairdryer.
Yeah, that is my greatest fear.
Just getting sucked in. Yeah. Or if you have like hair longer than your nose, then you...
Man, it is so much longer than my nose. My nose is pretty big.
I wouldn't have said so. Not proportionately to the...
I will say spiritually. Spiritually big.
As in you're nosy?
Yes.
You're a nosy boy?
I'm a nosy person. I have this podcast. I get just deep into people's grills.
I don't feel grilled yet.
This is like
the... Are we bantering still?
The 20-minute banter.
What are you going to ask me? Okay, cool.
What am I going to ask? You just came back from Hobart. What was that
I
like?
I did. That was fucking great. Yeah. Thanks for asking. It was amazing. I met so many people.
What was that?
That was kind of like... I was... I was alluding to us. I was being kind of self-deprecating because I don't, you know, like, because we can't be sincere in Australia. We have to, like, be like, oh, look at me. I'm, like, talking about my touring experiences.
Hey, this is the most sincere platform you can be on
I'm going to tell you straight. I'm going to tell you straight, Ross. It was a great time.
Hey, what was that?
It was a great time.
What was that?
Hmm?
You're just putting on these voices. What are you trying to hide, Tara?
But I actually had a really great time.
Oh, there you go.
I did. I had a wonderful time. I met a bunch of people. We got a best cabaret nomination. And
well, it's just an honor to be cabareted.
I mean, always. Yeah, always. Such a vast, like, it's such an all-encompassing category, though. So, you know, it's to be the best of something so nebulous. I don't know what it means, but I'll take it, you know, I'll take it. And yeah, I got some cool, like, write-ups in local paper. Apparently one of them was a Murdoch paper, so it, like, kind of became a little bit less enjoyable, but...
You're winning them over.
That's it.
They'll see your work and decide, hey, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
Over for a Rupert.
That's the power of art.
Definitely. I can change the world, Tara.
Yeah. Yeah.
Artists can't even freaking change their underwear. How can you change the world?
Do you know that's totally true? I actually... I was almost late because I got back from Hobart and I'd only taken, like, the 7 functional pairs of underwear that I own.
See, artists, we're not good. We're just...
Come back and I'm like,
we're sweat.
Shit, I'm back 2 days. I just don't have any undies. Like, I mean, I am wearing some. I found some that were fine. You know what I mean?
Oh, thank God.
Like, there's that, you know, that test. You know, you test them. You, like, might have to go back and pull, like, you regress and you pull them out of the, well, I don't know if you do this, but pull them out of the basket and you go, I think maybe I was too harsh on you to begin with. Like, I think maybe, I'm talking to the undies, by the way, for listeners at home. But yeah, like, maybe I was too harsh on you. Maybe I should have given you a second chance. And then most of the time, sometimes the more desperate you are, the more, yeah, the, like, the less, what's the word? Like,
Nitpicky.
Nitpicky.
You're less likely to pick nits.
Essentially. God, I'd be worried if there were nits in my undies. That'd be really concerning. They talk about that. They talk about, like, pubic lice, but I don't know if that's a thing. Is it a thing?
It's a thing.
Yeah.
Apparently it's crabs because they call them colloquially crabs.
Oh, it is crabs. Okay. Right. Cool. Well, we're learning something. Are you cold?
I am so freaking hot right now.
Yeah, cool. You're happy with the temperature in the room? Okay, cool.
I am sweaty.
Sweaty boy.
So sweaty.
Sweaty boy.
I worked out. I did the reps. I ran here. Straight here.
6 hours.
6 hours. What's the deal with Hobart?
Should what do
they
you mean?
Be, should they be calling it Hobart? Should be sex worker bot.
I mean,
if Bart wants to sling it, charge it, and sling it, I don't mind.
I feel like it's like it would be, oh God. I'm so wary. I'm so wary. you make me so wary right now. Ho comma Bart or sex worker comma Bart, possibly. I mean, I feel like that's a stretch. Yeah, but probably. I don't know. Half of them are really regressive down there and the other half are like the most progressive people. It's really hard. You can't pick them in the street. You don't know. You don't know by looking at them.
So what you're trying to say is...
It should be sex work bot, yes.
It should be sex worker bot. Okay.
It should be.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean... I gotta think these things through, you know? We can't just, like... Do you know it's actually Lutruwina?
It's actually what?
Well, Tasmania is Lutruwina. That's the indigenous name.
I'm learning.
I don't even acknowledge your Hobart. I don't even acknowledge your sex work bot.
visibility is important. You can't just pretend they don't exist.
Oh, God.
Because it doesn't fit with your worldview.
Like, I feel like you're jamming me into a corner. I feel like...
Well, you are sitting in a corner, but you chose.
I did choose this one. I felt like over there was... at the end of the table was a bit too distant. Have you ever been on, like, radio before and then, like... They put you really quite far away and you feel like they're trying to like create a sense of intimacy, conversational tone, and then you're like, I'm over here.
Well, secretly, they're trying to ice you out. They're trying to alpha you.
It's always a power move.
Quite frankly, Tara, I wouldn't take it.
I didn't take it from you. That's why it's not right in front of you.
Well, I didn't argue with you. I'm like, sit whatever. I don't mind.
No, you were real chill about that. Very accommodating.
Well, I say if someone, next time someone's like, can't sit, you sit there, you gotta sit way off in the corner. I'll freaking make a stool out of their head, if you know what I mean.
I think I do, yeah.
Yeah, just sit on there and you go, ah, now look, now look at me.
I thought that's the sound they were making. Ah!
Yeah, because like a person sitting on top of another person, it would hurt so much.
On both accounts, yeah. I feel like...
Like emotionally, like why are you treating me like a chair? I'm a human.
Not even like the traditional way of treating a human like a chair. Like there's a certain ergonomic design that's already existing and you're choosing to like just pop your trunk like right on...
Pop your trunk. On top of that. On top of that.
Bunk.
Bunk. Well, the hands really like the bunk.
The hands are the bunk. Well, the hands are decorative, kind of decorative accoutrement on the ends of the chair arms, I think.
Wow.
You've never seen like a fancy like Victorian chair armchair.
She's acting out a chair right now. I'm just memorized by the acting. Out.
Like, do you know what I mean? Like I'm just imagining those wheels of like shiny mahogany wood.
Yeah, just an emotionally distant father sitting there saying, "No, stop trying to get hugs from me, son. Get me the paper." But Murdoch paper.
Get me that Murdoch paper.
The Murdoch paper.
Which one, Daddy?
The Howling Mad Murdoch paper, clearly. The one written by Dwight Schultz.
Are we going out for ice cream?
No. You know what it does to me? It makes me feel alive again. If I feel alive, I won't be any good for capitalism.
I thought you just didn't like it because it made you fart a lot.
Well, I was trying to skirt around that. But you just laid it all out on the table.
There's plenty of conservative flavours to choose from. They've got vanilla.
That's it, vanilla.
Chocolate mint. Actually.
Chocolate mint.
No, I stand by that.
Yeah, I think it's just vanilla. I think you're right.
Have you been to Messina? There's so many to choose from. It's really the great leveler.
Sometimes I just go there to that ice cream hall and just like put the ice cream scoops into my hands, put it into my eyebrows, put it onto my head. And then I just burp like that. See, I'm not even pardoning myself.
I feel like I've seen, oh my God, did they feature you in their recent promo, in-store promo?
Yeah, I was Ice Cream Man.
You were Ice Cream Man. I remember. Man. Yeah, they had a little song too. Ice Cream Man puts the ice cream in his hair.
What a tune. I didn't write it.
It was nominated for a Loogie.
I hope this podcast one day can win a Loogie.
Wish we could all win a Loogie.
I wish we could all just be happy. Get a Loogie. Let's deep dive. Let's go back to the start of your illustrious career.
Mm.
So, how did it all begin?
Well, Ross, I grew up in the theater.
Wow.
Yeah.
I grew up in a house.
When I say theater, I mean a kind of retrofitted theater in a weatherboarded community hall. Yeah, I grew up in that. Where my parents would put on musicals for children.
Wow, what type of musicals would they put on?
Like popular fairy tales, like Peter Pan and Cinderella. And I used to, like when I was younger, like 3 or 4, I used to like feature in small parts in the shows. And then that was 15 years of that.
It warped your mind.
It did. It gave me notions about
dreams.
Stardom. Yeah. Gave me notions. And then I got to high school and I was bullied a lot. So I became.
Oh, wow. How original.
Yeah.
An artist that got bullied.
It wasn't going to be a sob story. I promise. It was going to diverge into something more, you know.
A revenge fantasy.
Chunky. I wish. Oh, man. The only revenge I get is just, like, uttering the name of any of my oppressors in a song to, like, a 8-person fringe audience in far-off lands. I don't know. If that's not revenge, I don't know what is. Like,
it's not.
I feel like if I curse them enough times, it'll kind of catch on, like, yeah.
Doesn't work.
Are you sure? You sound like you've tried this. You sound you've tried to enact revenge through comedy, and I just don't.
Yeah. Doesn't work. Especially if you bring the person into the show. And you just scream it into their, scream it into their face. I'm sorry, who? Sorry, who?
Damien.
The son of Satan?
What? Yeah.
What? What?
God, when did you meet? I'm going to flip this around. This isn't about me anymore. I want to know. I want to know your story. I'll talk about me again, but I want to hear
This isn't Tara Interviews Ross show.
I didn't even know it was Ross Interviews Tara.
It was, hey, one question. And 30 minutes of tangential banter.
Do not a podcast make. Okay. I'm going to respect my host. Okay, so high school.
Yes.
I became an emo rocker. And I was in bands and I did that for a few years. And I starred in, like, the high school musicals and that sort of thing. My proudest moment was playing Maid Marian in high school production of Robin Da Hood, which is...
Da Hood.
Which was, like, one of those musical packages where they had, like, a real flimsy script and then they invited you to use copyrighted music to fill the gaps in the show. So I got to sing Elton John's Your Song.
In Robin Da Hood.
Okay,
just a real mishmash of stuff right now.
It was a real mishmash. I was so proud, though, because I was 14 and the guy playing Robin was like 17 or something. So I felt very, yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. Anyway, so that was high school and then I dropped out in year 11 because I was going to be a rock star and some old men told me that they would make me famous if I gave them a lot of money, if my parents gave them a lot of money. That was good. So then that didn't happen so much. You might have noticed by the lack of paparazzo standing outside, not flocking me at the entrance to the building. Dreams.
Dreams are for the asleep. Okay, I'm awake. You know?
I'm awake. I'm woke.
I was trying to skirt around that, but you just lay out here on the table. Like a fart.
You can't ignore it. You can try, but everyone knows it's there.
Yeah. Like a fart.
Where was I?
Okay, you didn't get famous.
I didn't get famous.
You did.
Oh, no.
Did you get almost famous?
No.
Okay.
Hold me close, turn a dance. No.
You ever sang that song in High School Musical of...
Sadly not.
Of a...
No.
Robin Hood.
Oh, shit. Funny. Two Elton John references in like 2 minutes. There were some great numbers. I don't remember any of them. I feel like there was an Evanescence one thrown in there. I feel like there was some Evanescence. I feel like there was some... I Shot the Sheriff.
I hope those kids did not shoot that sheriff.
But I did not shoot the deputy.
Okay, it's good to know they didn't shoot the deputy, but I would rather they didn't shoot any either.
It's not ideal to have your entire like law enforcement, you know, eradicated in one fell swoop. Yeah. I don't know. Are you an anarchist? It might be ideal for the good people of Nottingham to throw out their oppressors. Overthrow is the word I wanted to use.
I'm going to throw a coup. I'm going to throw a freaking coup. I just wanted to say coup.
Coup. It's a beautiful word, isn't it?
Coup.
Cool.
P is silent.
Cool. Cool.
If only the freaking P in the bathroom was silent, you know what I'm talking about?
You just put down some toilet paper, dude.
That makes too much sense.
Volvo owners have been doing that for generations.
I refuse to take that advice.
Have you ever turned on a tap when you've needed to take a dump?
I'm guessing you might have.
Oh, God, yeah. The shame.
You don't want to know waste is coming out of your butt. Something you imagine.
I don't want to know, let alone anyone else. Like, I was not for anyone else. I just turned on the tap for me. La, 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 la.
Well, I mean, you might not be able to hear it, but you'll be able to feel it. How do you stop that?
I guess I wouldn't recommend it, but I was given like a localized numbing cream by a doctor friend of mine recently. I won't say who that was, but apply daily, I suppose. So when I got to university, right?
Yes.
I met a wonderful human named Lou.
Reed.
She does, yeah, regularly.
Lou Reed.
No, I mean, yeah, but no, Lou Mapleston, yeah.
Okay. Did they do a collaboration with Metallica, though?
I don't think she's heard, I don't think she's listened to Metallica. I mean, she may have, let alone played it or performed it. Yeah.
Okay, I don't think this is Lou Reed.
I don't know if I could make it clearer. So Lou and I met in a student theatre production at Monash University of a cabaret of the Velveteen Rabbit, which was real cute and kind of stressful, but real cute. And then we formed a comedy duo like no other Ross.
Okay, sure. I believe you.
Called Pink Flappy Bits.
Okay, what's that a reference to? The brain, because that's pink, and it's I guess a little bit flappy.
It could be. I know you don't subscribe to the author is dead, but I do. So I refuse to comment on the origins of that name. I don't wish.
Because you're
to...
chicken.
I'm a fucking coward.
You won't stand by your work.
I'm a fucking coward. Yeah, I won't. I will say that I came up with it at the very at the nexus of the Southern Star when it was functioning. I don't know if it's still open after those deaths, but right at the top.
She's gesturing towards. Oh god, here comes another burp. Oh god. Oh god. Oh, it's just a cough. That's okay. You ever been on a podcast where a host has just unapologetically burped and coughed into the microphone after he was 20 minutes late? What a hot question that is. You say that I'm not asking any questions, but I've stumped you.
I didn't know whether to acknowledge it in a set. I didn't know whether to do that thing where I'm like, oh, it's okay, you know, it's all good. But then I realize it's your brand. So I'm not going to like, it's your brand. I'm not going to comfort you.
Why not?
I don't know. Why not? Because I've got, my back hurts today and I'm just not in the mood.
Hey, sorry, it's my back, but if someone was to ask, I don't even know what I'm asking anymore.
You do. I think I made it personal. I don't think it needed to be personal.
Oh, thank you. It's your fault.
Oh, shit, really?
Wash the hands off that one.
Oh, fuck. So I was performing with Lou for about two.
From Neighbours.
From... From Neighbours, oh my god. Oh shit. Aspirations. We had a good time. We did some festivals. We're actually doing Melbourne Fringe this year. We've got so a lot of our songs are about kind of informed by, like, you know, being a good feminist, but also, like, most of it is about hanging it on white feminism as well, which is kind of like, there's so many questions there, but good feminism, but mainly songs about bad sex as well, and our own little journeys out of the kind of homogenous suburban mentalities that we grew up in, I suppose. So we've done some cool stuff. It's mainly a musical comedy with such bangers as One Boob's A Little Bit Bigger.
Thank God. Someone's finally someone's finally singing about it.
I know. You're all thinking it. You're all thinking it, which is a kind of anthem that we do regularly.
Yes.
It's very anthem.
Anthem.
Yeah.
I stand up for it. Hand on chest.
Two hands. One on each. One on each tit.
Okay, sure.
And other great hits such as Other Women Are Your Enemy.
Finally, someone's singing about it. Thank you. For me personally, it goes soap, tattoo, pink flappy bits.
What an accolade, shit. Yeah. Can I get that on a plaque?
Sure.
Thank you. Oh, what's another one? And one more. And Your Dick Won't Finish Me Off is another widely loved.
Yes, I get it. I get it. because a private investigator goes around, they'll get stuff, but they won't kill the guy you want them to kill. And that's what that's about.
Amen. I'm glad you get it. I'm glad that we have a supporter because it's hard. Some of these messages are quite divisive and people need to...
Just hear it. You just got to go have a megaphone and just freaking blast it in people's ears. And then people will go, oh no, I'm deaf now. I can't hear you. You're too loud. You go, good. Now you can't hear anything else.
I know. You can't hear anything else. Oh, shit. So Lou and I, Pink Flabby Bits, we've been writing for a few years now. And for Fringe, we're actually getting a 12-piece a cappella choir to sing these songs with us. So just imagine like the angelic, you know, 5-part harmonies by some of Melbourne's best choristers.
Yeah, choristers.
Choristers. So we're pretty excited about that. But that's Lou. It's one project. That's just one side of me.
You're more than that.
Because I also write feminist anthems alone as well.
Exactly, because you don't need no one else. But also, it's nice to have someone else.
It's so
but
untrue, you don't need them. Though. It's so untrue. I mean, no, not need. No, this is true. I feel like you would get this because you collaborate. And you also do solo. You also write solo stuff. And I think that, like, the solo stuff is wonderful. Like, you know, you work for a while with someone else. You're like, oh, you know, wouldn't it be really gratifying if I could just, like, have everything that was, like, just my way and whatever. And then, like, you're so alone and anxious and, like, it sucks. But not you, obviously. You're better alone, really, aren't you?
You're definitely. I'm like that other guy, whoever he is. I'm like dead weight, baby. Dead weight, get out of here.
Throw him overboard.
He loses his memory, comes back, and then we trick him into thinking he's a cleaner. And they say, take that. You were overboard, you were conceited and rich, but now we're going to say you were poor and all this stuff.
What happened to his wealth, his great wealth?
Oh, he lit it on fire.
Just like a pile of notes.
Yeah.
He took out a deposit, like a full deposit of all of his assets.
Well, see, he brought a bunch of cigars and he wanted to light the notes on fire to light up the cigars with. But what happened was the notes just burnt to a crisp. Because he...
Like American banknotes or are these like Australian plastic ones?
Cause... I think it was. I can't remember. But they...
What year was this again?
1922.
22.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah.
Definitely.
Can I plug a show?
Yes.
Is that weird? Is that the spirit of this exchange?
Self-promotion. I usually ask at the end of the show, but sure, let's do it. I think we're nearing the end.
Oh, shit, really? Oh, my God. Like, wow. Yeah, okay. Well, I'll waffle. So I'll, whatever, because I haven't been already. No.
Keep waffling.
Keep the waffle.
Well, don't waffle. Pancake. What's a pancake? The waffle is going
have
on.
Have you heard of the sandwich soup dialectic?
No, but it sounds delicious. Those first
There's
two parts.
Theory that food, like any food you can think of, falls somewhere on this spectrum between soup and sandwich. Any food, like it has to fall within those. Like there, it doesn't fall outside of that. You can categorize it somewhere on that spectrum. Like, just give me a food. Name a food.
Okay, cheese.
Cheese. So I would say cheese as a food probably falls towards the sandwich end. Okay, in terms of its like. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Oh wow, I'm learning so much. And this is the thing you're plugging.
I hope that it can get me in with some of the kind of metaphysical. The what?
The bigwigs?
The big. I thought you said the bedwetters, and I was like,
yeah, the bigwigs are the bedwetters.
Unresolved childhood issues.
Well, that's how why they've gotten to the industry.
I'm imagining so. They just got to bury that, bury it right down. Just got to. Why am I itching? Am I?
You don't
I think
know,
I need to tell you something.
Because you don't know what's going on right now. And like, this is just.
I went to bed till I was 7.
Yeah, that happens.
Yeah. And they put me on this mat that would, like, detect my urine. And it would, like, blast me in my sleep. Like, so I'm conditioned through, like, trauma, essentially. To hold it in all night.
And say some people say trauma's bad, but it can do stuff like potty train you.
Trauma, conditioning, I don't know, repeat, I don't know.
No.
Hey, so when I was in Hobart, I did this show called Wuckers.
Yes.
And it went well and I got like a really cute review from the Tasmanian Times and I got a Best Cabaret nomination, and now I love life again, and I'm going to take it to, I'm doing it in Comedy Festival.
Oh, damn, that?
Yeah, that thing, that guy.
Hey.
Yeah, have you heard of it?
Yeah, I have. I Susan Proven, I've brought this up on a show before, but every time I call up Susan Proven, I make the same stupid joke over and over again.
Can you,
like,
I haven't
hey,
heard
Hey, suddenly Susan! Then she hangs up, and it's like, I think we're on bad terms. It's just a weird tick I have. Like, I call up Janet McLeod, and I'm like, damn it, Janet! And like, you know. She's like, hey, yeah, I like the Rocky Horror Picture Show, but please don't
call me up
with
that. Yeah, she'd be down for that, like, when, yeah, you know, it's a one-off, I think that's a one-off kind of situation, yeah? Yeah.
But you're performing at this thing.
Yeah. I got two shows. I got two shows.
Two shows. That's too many.
Yeah, it is.
You wouldn't see me doing two shows.
No, you dickhead. My show, Wuckers, which is an anti-capitalist climate cabaret, will be at the Rattlesnake Saloon.
Ooh. Ooh. Performed at the comedy festival that's sponsored by Harold Sun.
They called me controversial back in the day.
Yesterday?
No, I mean, 3 years ago? Does that constitute back in the day?
Sure.
Cool. Back in the day, at the start of my career. Yeah, I don't know, start of my career. I'm looking at my phone right now because I can't remember when I'm on. Good. Oh, good. Good. Great. I've got so much on. I don't think
she's looking at her phone.
No, I just burped.
She just burped.
Oh, that was a good one.
Yeah.
Did you get that?
Yeah, we picked it up.
These mics are great. 25th of March to the 5th of April.
Wow.
At the Rattlesnake Saloon. Which is being, I don't know if you knew this, but is being produced, well, not produced, but is being presented by your mate, Damien Vosk. Did you even know that?
I don't know a Damien Vosk.
How well do you even know that guy? Like, that guy is a hero. That man is a hero.
If only. Sometimes I'm hungry, I can go for a hero sandwich.
What's that like? Salami?
Yeah, just some salami, just some cheese, get some nom nom nom.
That's definitely on the sandwich side of the sandwich soup.
Yeah,
Have you seen like, I saw a meme, I don't know what it, I don't think it was memeing itself, but it was definitely mimic. And it replaced the bread of a sandwich with pickles.
Oh, that's disgusting. Don't mess with tradition.
Don't ever mess with tradition.
You know, when it comes to lunch. What's your other show you're doing?
Oh, yeah, cool. So I'm also collaborating with Charisse Sunkiller. And her show, Fresh and Fruity, which is a cabaret, is on at the Butterfly Club. And for our fringe season, I was in the clown band with the Spoon Monkeys. And I will again be in the clown band and also doing a bit of writing and a bit of sketch. So that's Fresh and Fruity. And you think I'd be on this, you know? But it's January. You know what I mean? Like no one's
paying attention.
No one's paying
attention. The clouds are on fire.
Hang on a second. When does this podcast come out? Is this like
January?
Oh, good. Okay. I was so concerned for a moment there. So concerned. Let's check this. 30th of March. It's on the same time as mine, but later. Later. So you can see both. You can come and make a whole night of it. 30th of March to the 5th of April at 10 p.m. at the Butterfly Club. That's Fresh and Fruity. It's a cabaret all about fruit.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because there's not enough of them in cabaret. Fruits. You can take that as any way you wanted to.
Yeah, I'm taking that as like just unwavering support.
Cause I love fruits. They're good for you.
What's your favorite fruit?
Nana.
Banana, banana, banana.
We gotta get out of here, man. Gotta get out of here. You got any final thoughts?
Your puddle seems to have seeped into the floor.
Yeah, that's why we gotta wrap it up, man.
Yeah, before someone like it's gonna just go straight through like a kind of acid wash situation, straight through. So I think the longer you sit where you are, the increased danger you have of literally falling through to the floor below us.
Yeah, I'll become part of the furniture. Oh, man. What a joke. What a great joke.
Like a chair dad.
Yeah, like chair dad. She's acting out the chair dad. Oh, man. Dad.
Oh. Wow, we did 3 callbacks in 5 minutes. Oh.
Wow. It's just an honor to be cabaret. Boom!
I'm done. I'm leaving.
Tara Della, thanks for coming on.
You're very welcome. Thank you, Ross.
And I'm going to freaking just die right now.
Bye-bye. Ross Purdy, Ross Dorf, Governor!